Kamala Harris's silence on Biden doc scandal raises questions, suspicions. By Wendell Hasebo on January 25, 2023. Vice President Kamala Harris has been eerily quiet about President Joe Biden's classified document scandal, causing at least some Republicans to believe Harris could be angling to push Biden out of the way for a shot at the Oval Office. Though Harris has delivered several public statements since the scandal was leaked to the press on January 9, she has neither supported Biden nor condemned any wrongdoing. Her public comments during this time frame have largely remained on script, ranging from global warming, Venn diagrams, electricity, school buses, and the southern border invasion. The communications strategy appears noticeably different from her attacks on former President Donald Trump's alleged mishandling of classified materials. In August, Harris slammed Trump as irresponsible for questioning the FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago. "It's just highly irresponsible of anyone who calls themselves a leader and certainly anyone who represents the United States of America to engage in rhetoric for the sake of some political objective that can result in harm to law enforcement officers and agents," Harris said. Former Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, the one-time chair of the House Intelligence Committee from 2015 to 2019 and now the CEO of Trump's Truth Social media platform, told Breitbart News that Harris' silence suggests her intention to replace Biden as president. "Team Obama got Kamala Harris placed in her position, and they knew she'd be loyal to them. So they're probably looking right now to see if they can exploit Biden's problems to get her to replace him," Nunes said. Former Deputy Director of National Intelligence in the Trump administration, Kash Patel, told Breitbart News that Harris' silence mirrors former President Barack Obama. "Kamala Harris' silence in this entire corruption cover-up, along with Obama's, is intentional," Patel, who also served as the Pentagon chief of staff during the Trump term, said. "They both want Biden out and are letting their own allies in the media simultaneously expose him and protect their selfish interests," he added. "It's no accident." The White House did not respond to Breitbart News' request for comment on why Harris has been silent, and did not provide any comment from the vice president when asked for her thoughts on the president's classified documents scandal. Harris' relationship with Biden has appeared strained for years. The two were at odds during the 2020 presidential cycle before reports surfaced First Lady Jill Biden was not pleased Harris was selected as Biden's running mate. After the inauguration, Biden gave Harris the task of securing the southern border, a responsibility that contradicts the administration's enforcement and Harris's far-left ideology. In comparison, Harris and Obama have had a strong relationship that dates back to Obama's Senate race in 2004. Harris endorsed Obama for the seat, and Obama subsequently endorsed Harris in California's attorney general race and Senate bid in 2016. Most notably, Harris supported Obama over Hillary Clinton in 2008. Harris also was Obama's co-chairwoman in California. Obama was a strong supporter of Harris becoming Biden's vice president. "I've known Senator Harris for a long time. She is more than prepared for the job. She spent her career defending our Constitution and fighting for folks who need a fair shake," he said. By choosing Senator Kamala Harris as America's next vice president, he's underscored his own judgment and character, Obama said. "And now Joe has an ideal partner to help him tackle the very real challenges America faces right now and in the years ahead." Harris was frequently seen with the president during the first year of Biden's administration, but that shifted after Biden's deadly Afghan withdrawal. Harris has only recently begun participating in more public events with Biden. During the lull, Harris appeared at a White House event in April 2022 with former President Barack Obama, who was returning to the White House for the first time in 5 years to deliver a speech. Upon the completion of Obama's speech, in which he mentioned himself 33 times, attendees encircled the jovial Obama at the reception. Harris appeared to remain at Obama's side throughout the reception, shaking hands and laughing, while Biden appeared isolated. With concern on his face, Biden reached over Harris and grabbed Obama's shoulder from behind, appearing to try to turn Obama towards himself. The video shows Obama and Harris ignoring the president. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.